Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Today's program is going to be a little bit different than usual because it follows one theme. That theme is jazz. April 30th marked the 9th anniversary of UNESCO's International Jazz Day at the initiative of American jazz musician Herbie Hancock. Now, I love jazz. I sing it. I study it. And I've worked with and admired so many amazing African jazz musicians that it just made sense to dedicate today's show to it. Also, and on a sad note, we lost one of the greatest drummers and musical directors of all time this past week, Tony Allen. Co-founder with Fela Kuti of Afrobeat, that total African jazz movement from Nigeria, Allen passed away of a heart attack on International Jazz Day. Ironically, he was in Paris when he died, and his death was not linked to COVID-19. So you're going to hear music today by lost legends of jazz, Fela Kuti and his Africa 70 band, which included Tony Allen on drums, of course, Mano Dibango, who also sadly passed away this year, just a few months ago, Hugh Masekela, whom we lost in 2018. But you're also going to hear music by living legends of jazz and by jazz musicians who are not quite there yet to living legend status, but still incredible. One of those artists is Alun Wad, whose new work entitled One Song for You is our Song of the Week. And Kwame Ofori joins me for a virtual presentation of that song at 1:30. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Now, from the top, I'm taking you straight to the source with Fela Kuti's Water No Get Enemy. You really should sit back and relax to this tune because we're listening to the full 11-minute studio version, which came off of Fela's 1975 album, Expensive Shit. We'll be right back.
wash my water you go use. To ba fe se be o mi lo ma lo. If you want cook soup, my water you go use. Water. Go so to the shade.
That was Fela Kuti and Africa 70. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. I hope you're staying safe and yet at the same time able to keep food on the table. May this music give you some comfort and joy wherever you may be this weekend and however you're doing. Today's program is all about jazz. Yeah, April 30th was International Jazz Day, and we're listening to the African side of it, or the African expression of it. The next two pieces I'm going to play are classics, and they're by two legends that we have lost recently. There's Sol Makossa by Manu Dibango, who passed just on March 24th, 2020, and there's Grazing in the Grass, an instrumental piece composed by Philemon Hu, but first recorded and made famous by the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Masekela passed in 2018. So here we go. Awesome.
Como Makoba.
The Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
All right. Hello. This is Heather Maxwell. We are all about jazz today. You just heard Sol Makossa and Grazing in the Grass back to back. Those were classic tunes by lost legends of jazz, Hugh Masekela and Manu Dibango. Next, I've got three more tunes for you by living jazz artists. There's Orlando Venerec of Mozambique, Alou Nouad of Senegal, and Patrick Rufino of Benin. And then, guess what? It'll be time for Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori. So enjoy these next three tunes. Yeah, it's Jazz Hour on Music Time in Africa. This is Hamba by Orlando Venerec and featuring vocalist Rodalia Chirut. The song comes from his 2010 album called Healing Africa.
Gunga konti hamba gunga ko. Gunga konti hamba. Gunga konti hamba gunga. Gunga konti hamba. Gunga konti hamba gunga. Gunga konti hamba. Gunga konti hamba gunga ko. Gunga konti hamba. Gunga konti hamba gunga ko. Siya kupega. Ubungqono siyahlupheka sifuna impilo eyingqono siyahlupheka sijonga ubomo ubungqono siyahlupheka sifuna impilo eyingqono yena yena uya kwini wena yena ufana uya kwini wena
chitu kushanda Limba la kukongota Asi wanatanga Mama ni limba la kukongota Asi chungushanda Hamba Uyo usebenza Ongabo koshwa Ubuyele kaya Hamba Uyo usebenza Ongabo koshwa Ubuyele kaya Nimba la kukongota Ausi wanatanga
was Orlando Venerek from Mozambique. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa, Jazz Edition. Here's African Fast Food by multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and composer Alun Wad.
Africa. Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. How's everybody feeling? I hope you're enjoying the jazz. Next up is Paris-based Beninese singer and bass player Patrick Ruffino. Here's Javalou from Ruffino's 2013 album, Sato.
Osinu eglami bogbeto na mi bonu O bewesi bono vi na mi nududu Faro Mweye Mino nyigesu Mweye Mino nyigesu Sindo sindo muwe mire Nenye wato te pombe golo Mwanyine mido numidele Nenye wato te pombe golo Javalu, oh, Ndoku Javalu, oh, Ndoku Sindo sindo muwe mire Aovite kome golo Mwanyine tagole dote Ini majo dope de ko Javalu, oh Javalu, oh, Ndoku. O sinu, e glami, bo kweto na mi bonu lo. No, hove we sinu, bo no vi na mi nududu. Mweye, minu nyigesu.
One can try and one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Hambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
All right. Hello, guys. Today is Music Time in Africa Jazz Day, kind of a compliment to UNESCO's 9th annual International Jazz Day celebration that happened actually on April 30th with a virtual global concert and series of workshops and showcases. That's because of COVID-19, of course. It couldn't be an actual live event. So today, everything is jazz, people, or at least African roots of jazz. That includes Song of the Week, which is coming up next. We're featuring Alun Wad, whose song African Fast Food we already heard earlier in the show, but this one is new. And Kwame Ofori joins me virtually. My apologies for the weird sound quality with Kwame coming up, but it's the virtual live streaming thing. We've still got kinks to work out on that, so bear with us on the sound. But here we go.
And this is the song of the week.
So this past Thursday, April 30th, was the 9th celebration of International Jazz Day. And it was celebrated by a virtual global concert and hosted by the American jazz musician Herbie Hancock. In the spirit of jazz, our song of the week is called One Song for You.
And it's by Alun Ward with about 10 other artists. And he was the composer, he was the bassist, he was the guitarist, and he was the lead singer.
Yes. So let's watch.
Yep.
All right, so this is so cool, this song. And just so you know, Alun Ward is the two squares in the center. Alun was one of the featured jazz artists at the Global Virtual Concert that took place Thursday, April 30th. And he's singing in Wolof, and he sings about the strength and beauty of nature and also of women. He says they're both the same thing, and they're sources of life, and they must be cherished.
Heather, for me, I love the music that they are producing, and I like the video. For those who haven't watched it, definitely go check it out on YouTube. It's all these different artists, 9 different artists, including Alun, coming together to create a beautiful sound. It's like 10 different sounds, but all coming in to be one. And I think in this time of COVID-19, this is what we need to be hearing and seeing.
Now, these musicians are from 6 different countries. There's Mali, Cuba, Morocco, Brazil, France, and Burkina Faso. I don't know about you all, but I really like the flute focus. I mean, there's the Burkinabe flute, there's the Brazilian flute, but I like the other things too, the strings, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's interesting you could distinguish the flute. It's very prominent in there, but then if you notice, there are so many strings going on, like, in there. You have the bass guitar, the lead guitar, you have the violin, you have the traditional
mandolin,
one, you know.
So
it's interesting is how heavy it is on strings, but you can hear the flute.
It's true. I must mention too, the gombri, that is the square Ganawa instrument from Morocco. That's also really cool. So the credits that run at the end of this video name each artist, which country they're from, and what instrument they play. And if you follow their individual careers, you're going to find yourself in a fascinating journey of global jazz and African jazz. Anyway, I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Ofori, and thank you, Alun, for this beautiful video with artists from all over the world. It was just beautiful to watch and beautiful to listen to.
And that was One Song for You, number one, by Alun Ward and friends.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello there. In a Sentimental Mood is a composition by American jazz legend Duke Ellington. He was born in Washington, D.C., right here in 1899, and he died in 1974. The song is what jazz musicians refer to as a standard. That's like a composition that's part of a musical repertoire of jazz musicians that most everybody knows. So Ellington composed it in 1935 for his big jazz orchestra. But this is a 2017 version, a Franco-Saharan-Cuban version by Algerian-French pianist and composer Joe Kayat, and featuring Lassana Jabate from Mali on the balafon, that plays the melody, and Felipe Cabrera from Cuba, and he's playing upright bass. Thank you. Yes. Wow. Simply gorgeous. That was In a Sentimental Mood, interpreted by Joe Kayat, Lassana Jabate, and Felipe Cabrera. This is Heather. It's Music Time in Africa. Next is the Bob Marley classic Exodus, but interpreted by American jazz man and the father of UNESCO's International Jazz Day, Herbie Hancock, along with Tinari Wen, that amazing Sahara blues band from northern Mali, Kanan, who is a Somali-Canadian singer, and American rock band Los Lobos. Everybody, I hope you're enjoying this jazzy edition of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I've got two more tunes for you before closing out the show. This is Blay Ambule from Ghana with a tune called Ma Play. This jazz has its Ghanaian stamp because of the strong highlife groove and feel, but the harmonies and the chord changes and the solos, that's all jazz. It's wonderful. I love it.
Thank you.
Was Blay Ambole from Ghana. Hey, cats. Can I call you cats? I'm calling you cats because, you know, jazz cats. People who love jazz are cats. Anyway, our time is almost up. In honor of the passing of Tony Allen, great drummer and musical director from Nigeria, co-founder of Afrobeat, who died Thursday, April 30th, also on International Jazz Day, I'm going to close out the show with this beautiful traditional piece by Allen called Awa Nare. This is track 2 on the 2006 album Lagos No Shaking.
Awa Nare.
The beautiful song Awa Nare by the dearly departed Tony Allen. May his soul rest in eternal peace. It's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Also, a big thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week, and also to Alun Wad for sharing his song with us. To all of you, please take care of yourselves and stay safe. Now, if you want to visit me throughout the week, you can do so in many ways. There's my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page, or my Facebook group. There's Instagram, That's at MTIA Maxwell, and also Twitter at Music Time Africa. I'm giving you fresh updates, fresh news, photos, and live streaming video performances from all over the continent. Just recently, I had Elemoto from Windhoek, Namibia, and then I had TM Maiga from Tamale, Ghana. This coming week, I'll live stream from Cameroon. So please find me on any of these platforms and say hello. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we are also on shortwave radio. That's Friday at 0905 UTC. And again, Saturday and Sunday at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. And then you can always listen to Music Time in Africa online. Get on voanews.com anytime and just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay beautiful, Africa.